And now, the weekend jump off with Jay Howard. What went down and what went off in Toronto this weekend?
Style. Yeah, I got styles already that's more complex that nobody know about. I mean, super duty, tough work, huh?
It's your boy Jay. This is the weekend jump off for the July 8th, 2005 weekend. You're listening to the sounds of the Toronto Electronic Music Festival, Beats, Breaks, and Culture. This is a three-day event that just took place this past weekend down at the Harborfront. It's a three-day festival that explored electronic music and culture in all its forms, as well as its expanding influence in today's society. Live concerts, live DJs, exclusive film screenings, a graffiti expo, breakdancing, photography, as well as some panel discussions involving some very interesting people. The best part, it was all 100% free. We got there on Friday night and things were already rocking. Neo Soul outfit from Detroit, the Platinum Pied Pipers, were taking the stage. Let's take a listen. Wow, a great song. Really good vibe in a crowd. That's a really amazing song. The Platinum Pied Pipers, they played an excellent set, and their album is just as brilliant. Triple P is out now on Ubiquity Records. Saturday, a new day, and a new sound. You're listening to The Weekend Jump Off. I'm Jay Howard. This is Tom Kuo. He played a set on the Toronto Star stage. Came on at 3 o'clock in the beautiful and warm sunshine. People were hanging out, dancing, enjoying the food, enjoying the weather. The festival had an amazing atmosphere all weekend. I met Simone, a lovely girl. She's a fan of the music. She shared some thoughts on her favorite types of techno.
Minimal, and I like Detroit techno. I like old stuff. I like Detroit techno. I don't know. I'm not like a terminology person per se, but I tend to like the minimal stuff and early stuff.
Early stuff. You could tell she was enjoying the set by Tom Kuo. He was playing very minimal and very dubby. Now, Tom is in a visual arts group called the Wabi Collective. They had set up seating around the stage for the festival this year. Now, the seating was a little different. Clusters of colorful stools put together in a circle. It was very, very cool stuff. I spoke with Alex Martin from the Wabi Collective, W-A-B-I, and he talked about how they do what they do.
Well, pretty much all of our events, we'll try to go into the room and, like, we try to use a new venue for each event. We'll try to go in and make it look like unlike what it normally does to give people a new experience. So that's anything from setting up tarps and other types of screen materials to block off parts of the rooms. Lots of projections, slide projections, video projections.
Now, this is music from Jeff Milligan, aka Algorithm. He's Canadian. And he lives in Europe now, where he runs his label. We sat down, had a beer, and had a long chat. The scenes in North America and Europe are a lot different, he says.
I think that North America is really behind Europe when it comes to promotion of record labels and, you know, the infrastructure to present opportunities for music to find its way around the world compared to here. But it's a purely economic thing. And But I think DJ culture in North America is way better than Europe. I think DJs are way higher skilled here.
Jeff Milligan's set was a highlight, and so were these guys. Out Hud from New York, a mix of punk, electro, and techno. And that's what the festival was really about, mixing things together and opening up the music to new forms and new ideas. Musically, it was a great mix. This is a new concept, playing electronic music with live instruments. And culturally, it was a great mix of people there. Families, students, tourists, scenesters. Everybody was nodding their head and enjoying the music. This was a great festival and a great weekend. For the Weekend Jump Off, I'm Jay Howard. We'll see you next week.
In case you're wondering, how you will hear it. O-U-T-H-U-D.
The Weekend Jump Off on CKHC.
I hear the love chime.